I will certainly do that, Mal. I'll forget whatever
okay, thanks.
There is about it. So, Manijay, go ahead.
Yes, actually, I just wanted to speak to this because this has been puzzled and I have my own position on this, and that is when I got elected and when I actually became a candidate and I got elected, I understood that confidentiality is paramount to some of the work that we do, and we need to have that. And to me, it's not questioning of my integrity, but I think I see it as a polemic and problem on PMB or LSV or whatever, everything about Pacifica and the stations, that we think or we would like to believe that by having more, you know, seeing ourselves so important that we are promoting motions and we pass them and we are so diligent and due diligence to our work, well, none of this happens. When there are people who, for whatever reason they have, they leak. There is no way, even the U.S. government can protect that with all of the agencies that it has. I think
Cut this short because I don't want to have the conversation now.
Okay, but I think this is a moot point, and we are beating around the bush without dealing with other work that we need to do. I don't think we need to another discussion on this. I'm not going to stand against this, but that's my position. Thank you.
I heard somebody, but I don't know who.
Adriana.
Adriana?
Yes. But I agree with, in a way, with Manijay about we should take seriously our fiduciary responsibility. What I think that because this is generating so many different views, they made me sign one. When I become LSV members at KPFT, and I don't even have a copy of that one, you know. What I'm saying is the issue that the governance is part of governance, I believe, to clarify what is not clear and unify the criteria for all the stations and for the PME. I think that is the reason for discussing. I agree with Manijay, people that dishonest, signing a paper or not, and the ones that are not, you will not do it just because they sign a paper. I agree with her, but I think that is the scope of governance. Shall discuss issues to make it equal for all the stations. Thank you.
Does anyone want to put this on the agenda for next?
Yes.
Okay.
Matt? Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will be on there after whatever we don't get to tonight.
Okay. Jose Luis Quintas for...
Yes, Jose.
Jose Luis Quintas, KPFA. Just to clarify what somebody said earlier on, the Pacifica bylaws do not have anything about confidentiality agreements or signing this. I just searched them and it just talks about confidential documents, but no restrictions.
Okay. Okay, so it will be on the agenda, and in the interest of being fair to the people who have issues that they would like to speak on, carried over, I'd like to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the discussion of the bylaws process. Vanessa, would you remind us of what it is you want to talk about?
Okay, so the issue keeps being raised, and it keeps being raised because there was a lot of energy, a lot of time, energy, and thought that went into this whole process. I know by the PFW LSB and the Governance Committee also dedicated a significant amount of time, a special meeting, and then those were collective efforts by the LSB, at least that LSB, maybe others, and the Governance Committee, and then there were people, individuals, in those groups who put a lot of time into doing what we thought was engaging in the correct process based on all the information that we had at that point. So I want to try to, because something wrong happened. in this process, at least at TFW from my perspective, something went wrong. I think we have an excellent chair. I think she does her due diligence. She was certainly under the impression, based on all the information that she had, that we called a special meeting. We certainly didn't call that special meeting and spend all that time collectively and individually to be spinning our wheels, only at the very last minute to find out that there was a whole other part of this process that we didn't know about. So I want to kind of relive the past for a minute, only to try to get the whole point of this is to how to fix it for next year so that it doesn't happen again, so that LSBs or governance committees or whomever are not, in my mind, denied, deprived, cheated out of the process of participating in the process of revising the bylaw or making proposals to revise the bylaw. And so the problem, I think I've already stated, is that PFW, at a minimum, maybe the governance committee, realized at some very, very, very late stage in the process that we did not understand what needed to be done, that there were two distinct parts to proposing changes to the bylaws. And that first part was to submit the proposed language by a date certain, and that date certain was given by the PNB secretary. And the second part was the endorsement by six PNB directors for each proposed change. And then I hear George, at least preliminarily, and then there's a third part that comes afterwards, which is approval by X number of LSBs. But at least those two preliminary parts, we were fully aware of the first part, get the proposed language to the PNB secretary by a date certain. The second part is the part that at least at PFW, we did not find out about until 2 hours before the deadline, at which point it was impossible to get the endorsement, to even contact people to get the endorsement for all of the various proposed bylaws changes. So I wanted to ask the group, and I'm going to talk for maybe another 30 seconds or so, but I want to ask the group, and George, I heard you make the report that I think there was one bylaws change that has made it through the process, but I'm interested in knowing how many other LSBs successfully participate in the process, knew what to do, knew how to do it, and it happened the way it was supposed to. And if these LSBs did participate in the process, how did you know what to do? I'm very interested in how PFW, and I think we have, again, a stellar chair. I'll talk for about another 30 seconds or so. And so I have two questions. One question is, well, I've already asked one question in terms of if any of the other affiliates participated in this process, and if so, how did you know what the process is? The other thing is, and I was mystified by it, is that the, and I'm sorry that Serene is not on this call because she is the PMB secretary. And so
let me add that she does not actually make up the timeline. That's approved by the
PMB. Well, that's, there you go. So my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, please do, that the first deadline that the LSBs were given was a full week prior to the actual deadline. And so if anybody other than Serene can address why we were given what seems to me to be like a personal deadline rather than an official deadline, I'd love to know that. So we scurried and scampered to comply with the Serene's deadline, only to find out later that the actual deadline was a week later. And the only way that our chair found out that there was a second part, which was to get the endorsement of the PMB directors, was 2 hours, literally 2 hours, before the deadline was due. So all of this discussion is to the next step. How do we fix it? So I would like for this committee to recommend a process to ensure, to the extent possible, that all LSBs are fully aware of all aspects of the process to propose changes to the bylaws. Maybe that's the PMB secretary. Somebody suggested when I was talking about this issue to someone else that maybe that's a governance committee function. I don't know whose function it is, but I think it should be somebody's function. If to say no more than, please refer to the bylaws to understand the complete process, because they're well-informed LFB members and PMB directors who had no idea.
I think we hear the questions.
Okay, wait. This is my last three words. I'm finishing my sentence.
Okay.
That they didn't know. There are people who are, I'm pretty new to this process, and so I place a lot of faith in people who have been around a long time, and even they didn't know that the process to propose changes was actually in the bylaws. So those are my two questions. How do we move forward? And two, did anybody else participate in this, and how did you know what to do, or did you not know what to do?
Okay.
Jose Luis went.
I'll take a stab.
Adriana.
Jose Luis.
And Benito.
Benito.
Tony.
Anybody else?
Tony for the stat.
Tony. Anyone else? Okay. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I think that we can answer all the questions. The first one, we have a very clear bylaws. Establish the process, and the only changes are now because the PMB approved a modification in that specific bylaw. But the bylaws are, I think that one of the problems that we have normally, like members, that we don't have the bylaws with us. I think that the bylaws explain all these issues. What happened about the and how the process is, and the different options, how you can change the bylaws. It's very, very clear. I don't have, I'm driving and I don't have exactly the article, but I can send it once I arrive home. I can send it to everybody. It's very, very clear. And George, I think that you know that too. I agree that most of the time, or sometimes we, the PMB members, sometimes don't came back to our LSDs and explain the process to the LSD. But I think that we should, all the LSD members and the PMB members should have a copy of the Pacifica Foundation bylaw. The date, like I said, is specific in the bylaws too. I think that the only problem that happened last time was that what the secretary was asking is please send it, give me like a week, because she need to organize to put it in the website and send it to all the LSPs and to all the directors. She was asking for us to try to pass or to send the options and the different bylaw proposals at least a week in advance. Then we don't have in the last minute to start struggling to have six directors signing for a specific, proposals. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Jose Luis.
Jose Luis, KPFA. I believe that the solution to this problem, and given that we're going to have another round of bylaw amendments if three of the LSBs approve the current amendment, current bylaw change that was passed. I think the solution to it, and this be referred to the coordinating committee. It is the coordinating committee, which is the standing committee of Pacifica and the PMB, in which Benito sits on it, Adriana sits on it, Carolyn Burden sits on it, Kim Kaufman and Janet Colburn sit on the coordinating committee, as well as all the officers of the foundation. It is their job to coordinate with the LSBs and the PMBs and the executive directors about these important issues that are being raised. Now, this should be taken up with the coordinating committee to make sure it doesn't happen again. And they should know that this is what people are concerned about, and they need to fix it. It's not a governance issue. It's a coordinating committee issue.
Okay. Benito.
Okay. I agree with what the problem as Vanessa outlined it. I think, and I agree with, well, let's put it this way. I don't know whether it's a governance or the coordinating committee. And I, you know, Jose Luis, you know, just made a proposal. I hadn't even, that had never even occurred to me. I was thinking it was probably a governance issue. But I'm not trying to push one thing or the other. What I do know is that some people have more information than others. Some people are aware of the process more than others. And so, therefore, some people are at a greater advantage and some people have are at a relative income or disadvantage. And so, like, for, I think that it would be worthwhile to know, for instance, maybe we need to get a small work group. Or maybe it should be the coordinating committee or the governance committee, whichever. But I raised a number of issues and I sent them, or questions, and I sent them right before the meeting. But the bottom line of it is that, you know, we need to look at, of all the amendments that get, that got submitted or that have gotten submitted over the years, how many of them are proposed by PMB members, how many are proposed by LSBs or particular LSB members, and how many of them are proposed by just individual members. And if we begin to you know, do some kind of statistical analysis, I'm sure we're going to find that the majority of the ones that are being proposed and the ones that get the six endorsements are mostly those that are done by and proposed and submitted and endorsed by the PMB members. So if that is the case, then what does that say about the effective, I mean, the bottom line is that if that is the, what is happening, and I think we all know that that's what's happening, then effectively speaking, the LSBs, and not to speak of individual members, are really iced out of the picture. You know, and so we, I think, as a PMB, we have a responsibility to democratize the process. And I know that that's my favorite word. Everybody knows that. But that's really what it's all about. We have to democratize the process so that not just LSBs, but you know, individual the general membership out there at each of the five stations is empowered, so that they know what they need to do to get the endorsements. You know, and to this moment, I don't know what they would need to do. You know, so anyway, that's it.
Okay. Tony.
Yeah, I don't have any problems referring this issue to the coordinating committee or the governance committee. In fact, we're going to, the coordinating committee will probably be convening in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I don't think you're going to solve the problem. I don't have any problem referring it to the committee, because if the process for the bylaws is clearly outlined, or amending the bylaws is clearly outlined in the bylaws. And I think it's unfair to cast doubts on the secretary. I think he sent out the proper notices at the proper time. The other LSBs complied with the proper notice issue. I remember at our meeting that we called on the bylaw process, I even described how we could amend the process of amending the bylaw, but several members took exception to my explanation and what we had to do. So they went ahead and did it the way they wanted to do it, and you see the outcome of that. So I don't think that misunderstanding and misreading is going to be corrected by what the issue is here today. It's a matter of the chair following up, the chair of the LSB, the secretary of the LSB, and members who are proposing bylaws. You ought to at least know what process is involved and what deadlines are, because the secretary sent them out. You can inquire to the board secretary, or even inquire to the chair or someone, or the chair of the PMB. So I think there was no, I didn't personally see a problem with the process. I saw a problem with people who misinterpreted the process, who didn't understand it, and who refused to go by a procedure that was recommended. So you're not going to correct that. A lot of these, I mean, I'm just as straightforward as everybody. A lot of these issues were political issues, you know, but the process is clear. It's outlined in the bylaws. and the secretary, and I think she should be here to defend herself, to imply that the secretary didn't give proper notice or didn't follow procedures, I think it's just outright not correct. It's just a matter of people not understanding and reading thoroughly their emails, checking all their emails, and following up on emails. So I took the time in our bylaw meeting and explained the process, and I remember specifically several board members objected to my explanation of the process, and they overruled me, and they went ahead and did it their way, and now you see the fix that we got in. So I don't have any problem with reviewing this. I think that's what's going to be the outcome if you review it by the coordinated committee or the governor. So I'm not objecting to that. Yes, let's review it, because I think you'll find misunderstandings are going to always happen and confusion and people not reading their email. So I don't think we have time to try to fix something that's not broken, but I don't have a problem referring it to the committee. Thank you.
Okay, Benito to the stack.
Well, is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet on this issue who would like to speak?
Yeah, William.
All right, go ahead, William.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, WBAI. I agree with some of the things that were said by just now by Tony Norman and I think Adriana earlier. There was no problem with the way people were instructed how the bylaw process worked. If you go and look at Pacifica.org right now, this minute, I just did it, the instructions are still there on what the bylaw process is, with the key line being, look at Article 17 of the bylaws. If you're going to participate in a process, you have to know what the rules are. So, and even if the secretary hadn't done it in, I think, admirable fashion, you look at the bylaws. You find out what the rules are. Nothing bad happened. There was no last-minute announcements. Maybe people didn't understand until the last minute, but it was crystal clear what the process was, and all you had to do was look at the bylaws and understand what the process was. And I think in answer to the question about did any other LSBs do it, I'd do anything like what WPFW did, I don't believe so. I think if you look at all the bylaws that were proposed, and only one of which was approved by the PNB, they're all sponsored by a number of directors. Six, I think it's six, or some of them more than six even. So I don't see the need for any future investigations or conclusions or changing processes. If people like for the coordinating committee to do something, fine. But I think it's a waste of everybody's time. But just make the announcements just like was done this year and get the process going. Understand what you're doing. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's a flaw in the process. Thank you.
Anybody else who hasn't spoken want to speak to this? Okay, we'll take a second round. I think I heard Benito first and then Vanessa.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not trying to criticize anyone, not Serene, not anyone else. So I want to make that clear. And I don't think it's about, you know, laying blame on any particular individuals. And if anything, the point is I ain't trying to go there. My point, okay, that's point one. Point two, I, you know, have a different interpretation of what happened at the LSB meeting, the different from what Tony laid out. But that's neither here nor there as either. I think, and William just confirmed it, that the issue is, at least for me, the issue is that if we know that the majority of amendments that are submitted by PMB members, and if we know that the majority of amendments that get the six signatures are those that are pushed by PMB members, and if we know that, well, the bottom line is, if we know that the LSBs per se and or individual LSB members, not to speak of individual members, rarely, if ever, submit proposed amendments and or get the go through the entire process, then obviously there must be some kind of problem. There might not be. I'm not trying to suggest there is a problem in the bylaws. But, you know, something written on paper might look lovely, and how it's implemented is something else. And so, therefore, if the LSBs and the individual members are not periodically successful in submitting and getting their amendments through, then, you know, not that, well, I'm not trying to blame anybody, but obviously there is a flaw in how something gets implemented. So there's a flaw in the implementation of the democracy. Maybe there's nothing wrong in the bylaws per se with regards to that. But either we need to do one or two things, I would suggest. Either we need to take affirmative steps to assist and empower members and LSBs to be able to participate in the process effectively, or we should change the bylaws and say only PMB members should submit the amendments, because that's what's happening. One or the other.
Vanessa.
Okay. So, Benito, Tony, and I were all at the PFW LSB meeting that was held, a special meeting with regard to proposed bylaws. And like Benito, I absolutely do not recall that meeting in the way that Tony described. I would love to have known that there was a second part to this process, so that as much energy and effort as PFW, as at LSB, was putting into trying to get proposed bylaws changes in on time, we certainly would not have acted in our own self-deceit by completely not following through with the second and equally important part of that process to get the endorsement of the six PMB members. So again, as Benito says, the issue is not that the instructions are stated in the bylaws. That's great. We know that now. I know it now. Everybody knows it now. And people point it to PFW or whomever else did not successfully submit proposed bylaws changes and say, hey, it was in the bylaws. The problem is we didn't know to refer to the bylaws. If there had been a notation by anyone at some point to say you need to look in the bylaws to see what the process is, I am saying that we have an excellent chair. Nobody is immune from mistakes, but we do have a chair who I think is very due diligent, and we all went down a path that was not corrected, to my knowledge, where we did what we thought was appropriate. And not to cast aspersions on Serene, who I understand was sick during that period, a healthcare advocate, so I'm not going to besmirch somebody for being sick, but I do have concern about PFW, with all the energy and effort that we put into that process, only to find out at the last minute, however it happened, that there was another piece of the process that we needed to comply with. So for PFW, the process was not crystal clear. It was clear as mud. So it's not about, again, it's in the bylaws. You got to know what's in the bylaws to look in the bylaws. And there are people who have been LSB members and PMB directors for extended periods of time who did not know that. So there's not an even understanding of the process. And if any one station, for whatever reason, doesn't understand what the process is, then I think something should be done to put a process in place to try to make sure that due diligence is done so that everybody has an opportunity to participate.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes. I think that we have sometimes the foundation bylaws are confusing or not clear enough. In this specific case, it's crystal clear. I understand that something happened in PSW, and I really regret that people put so much effort. But you know, to me, it's like we are trying to fix what
happened. Hello, this is William. I don't hear anything. Does anybody hear me?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Adriana.
Yes.
William, can we hear him?
We can hear William. We just heard him.
Okay. What I don't understand is why we are trying to fix something that is very clear. I understand that maybe it wasn't clear for some of the people in PFW, but, you know, the bylaws are clear. And the LST members and the PMD members should know that our book, the essence and the guidance for our foundation are the bylaws. And then instead of, I understand that something happened. And like I said, I regret that PFW put so much effort for no avail. But, I mean, that's why now we have a second option. It's very, very, it's nothing that we need to keep discussing about something that is clear. We have so many bylaws that are not that clear. This one is crystal clear. We need to remember. I think that we can put there some motion to make every LSB, every radio station, have a copy of the bylaws, because, you know, if not, we can do a bunch of things with the best intentions, but basically, you know, the bylaws are the bylaws. If we know what we are talking about, I mean, ignorance is never an excuse. I'm sorry that I sound so harsh like that, but I'm not trying to say it that way. I was ignorant of the bylaws in a long period of time, until one day I said I need a copy, and that changed really my relationship with the bylaws. Okay, I think that we don't need to keep trying to fix something, because we have real problems that we need to fix, because they are not clear. That is clear, the bylaw process, the proposal for bylaw amendment. Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to this?
George Vanessa to the staff.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken twice already? Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so again, I'm very happy for all of the LSBs who were keenly aware of the process. TFW wasn't. So if there's, you know, no understanding of that, then so be it. But we weren't. Our chair wasn't. And so we all went down a path that led to nowhere. It led to a lot of work for nothing. And I want to ask to finish that thought, if that happens to even one station, then there's a problem. There is a problem. Something went wrong, so there's a problem. I would like to see the emails that Serene sent with the instructions. Maybe an error was made, but it's not clear to me that an error was made. Maybe it was. Nobody's perfect. But I would like to see those emails. I would like to see the instructions that were sent to see if there was any, you know, what it said, if it was as clear, if just people just know. They know from years of being LSB members. They know from years of doing this, that, or the other. I know I'm new to the LSB, fairly new. The chair is new. It's a new chair. So it wasn't crystal clear for other people. I wanted to ask George, the governance committee spent a fair amount of time, an evening, 3-4 hours, putting together a bunch of proposed bylaws changes. What happened to those? Just out of curiosity, I'm trying to see if the
some
time...
Some of them got the six... the six...
Endorsement?
PMB endorsements and went forward and didn't get passed.
Okay.
Let me say, though, that the one that did get passed actually was discussed extensively in two years in the governance committee. And the fact that there's a consensus about doing that. That consensus materialized as a result of the conversations, I think, as a result of the conversations.
Which one was that, George?
That we would have a second bylaws process in a year, within a year. We'd have two within a year without having to get two-thirds of the PNB to support them. I think the value of trying to develop consensus through the governance committee is there, and we should probably. So I'm pretty sure we're going to get this approved because there's a lot of people who want to see bylaws amendments, and it just hasn't happened. We will have another chance, and whatever the proposal was that PFW put together can be put forward again.
So what I would like to do, George, is to make a motion for the next time the process occurs, that there's an opportunity for LSBs to propose changes to the bylaws, that there be some reference to the bylaws. Please reference the bylaws for instructions so that there's whomever's responsible for that, whether it's the secretary, coordinating committee, doesn't matter. If we have another bite at the apple sooner rather than later, that's great. But to make it very clear, it's a reference to the bylaws. That's my motion.
Would you?
Okay. William for the stack.
I'm not sure I got the sense of it, Vanessa. Would you just say it again succinctly? Just say it again. I didn't quite get it myself.
Okay. To ensure that all LSBs properly understand the process for proposing changes to the bylaws, that the next time, I was going to say for lack of a better word, the next time the bylaws, that process occurs for LSBs to be advised of the process by referral to the bylaws. Does that make sense?
Reference to the relevant bylaw sections.
Okay, there you go.
So they would be sent, basically, everybody on the LSB would be sent a copy of the relevant...
Either section. Everybody or the chair. Everybody would be better, I guess.
Okay.
Tony, put a stack.
Okay.
And Benito, I second the motion.
Okay. It doesn't need a second in committee, but... did you want to speak to it, Benito? And I have Tony on the stack, and I thought there was somebody else that was...
William...
I thought I heard William earlier.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And Jose Luis.
Also spoke earlier?
No, Jose Luis as well on the stack.
Okay, that's we after Tony then. Anybody else for the stack?
Mel.
Okay. Anybody else?
You got William, right?
Yeah, I got William. William, Tony, Jose Luis, and Mel. Good, William.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it one more time. If you go to Pacifica.org right now, and I'm sure there are other emails that say this as well, but if you go to Pacifica.org right now, it's still there, clear written instructions on the dates and the reference to the actual Article 17 of the bylaws. So I believe that all this is being done. If you want to add this step next time, fine. That somebody send out, maybe the secretary, maybe the coordinating committee, I don't know who you're going to decide on, that it go to all LSB chairs who can then distribute it to their LSBs. That's fine. But it was clear all along how it was supposed to work. Now, if somebody would have seen that two LSBs can propose an amendment, all someone from WPFW had to do was call up somebody from another LSB, see if they could get their LSB behind it. You could have called me. Maybe I would have agreed, but I don't know what it was that you were trying to work on, and I could have gotten other people at our LSB. Or the best way, as everybody seems to now understand, is to get at least one of your directors or as many of your directors from any particular station to bring it to the PNB and talk to other directors and try to get the six directors needed. That's the easiest way. Thank you.
Tony.
Excuse me. Originally I was going to support the language. The language is totally different now.
not just referring it for a review of the committees. He's specifically proposing language that should be followed. And I find that language very problematic. And it's in that language that the LSD must understand you have to quote the bylaw. To me, I think you're opening up a floodgate for someone to obstruct the amending of the bylaw process. So if we pass this, they're going to say, well, our LSD didn't understand it, and you all passed the resolution that said we have to understand it. And plus, the notice didn't quote the bylaws it's referring to, so therefore it's a failed amendment. I think you're opening up a floodgate of challenges to amendments. I mean, we need to be working on things that are broken. This is not broken. Because people misunderstand something, that's not broken. This process is not broken. There are other things we need to talk about that's broken, but this is not one. So I have serious problem with the language. I think you can drive a truck through that language if you challenge an amendment because it doesn't conform with that language. Thank you.
Jose Luis.
Yeah, Jose Luis Quintas, KPFA. And, you know, I really think that what the members are speaking about is important, but I do want to urge the chair to focus on what is the mandate of the governance committee, what is the mandate of the coordinating committee, and place this either this motion. I mean, I believe this motion is out of order for this committee. It should be in the coordinating committee. These are educational issues that what Pacifica does as a nonprofit educate folks, and that's the coordinating committee that needs to educate the LSBs and the, I mean, so all the proper people to make this happen, this educational process, are in the coordinating committee. That's where this debate should be happening, not in the governance committee. We've had this issue come up over and over again in the governance committee, and it should be resolved, but it has to be resolved by the right people, and that's the governance. I mean, that's the coordinating committee. And I think this motion is out of order for this committee unless we're going to be broadening our mandate.
Do you want to raise that as a point of order?
Yeah, raise it as a point of order.
Vanessa to the staff.
Yeah, I think it can be interpreted to fall within our mandate. So I'm going to rule that it's okay to continue to discuss and to vote on it. I do like your idea about the coordinating committee, however, seeing to it that everybody's on board.
Well, as long as we're talking about amending the bylaws, I want to make my position clear, and this is only for me. I have not spoken to anyone about it. It's not coming from any faction. It's just my notion that our bylaw amendment process is so arcane and so divorced from the members of the foundation that I would like to have a full discussion about amending that bylaw so that it will be much easier to propose amendments, but the PNB still has the authority to vote them down.
Okay.
Serene, to the staff, please. With a point of information first.
I'm sorry, I heard a new voice. Who's that?
Serene, with a point of information, please.
Okay. What's your point of information, Serene?
I'd like to hear the motion.
Vanessa, would you read it again, and would you also send it
okay.
to everybody?
Okay. So let me, I did not write it down because I'm back in my car again, but let me be clear that there was no part of that motion that said that an LSB has to understand the bylaws. That was nowhere, anywhere part of the motion that I made. And so let me try to, because I did not write it down.
I wrote more or less.
Benito, did you take notes? Did you
yeah,
take
I
notes?
Did, more or less.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
not exactly.
So you would, okay.
Should I read what I have?
Yeah, would you read it, please?
Okay. So Vanessa moves that during the next bylaws amendment process, the LSBs should be given instructions on what the process is, including references to the relevant bylaw sections.
Okay, I didn't say quite that. Okay, so strike the instruction. just refer to the appropriate bylaws for instructions. So they don't even have to put what the instructions are. At least if they refer us to the bylaws, we'll make sure we know what we're doing.
Okay, is that clear enough?
I'd like to speak to the motion.
Okay, I'm going to put you on after Vanessa. Okay, Vanessa.
So you're waiting for Serene?
Well, actually, Serene hasn't spoken yet at all on this, so I think I'm going to put her on.
Serene asked for the motion to be restated, and so between Benito and I, we restated the motion that basically to ensure that all LSBs understand, to help them understand the process.
Okay, so
that any communication should include reference to the relevant bylaw for instructions. I'm saying it different. Benito said it better than I did with his notes.
Okay. Serene, you haven't spoken at all to this issue, so please go ahead.
Okay, so I'm sorry to be so late. My phone died, and I didn't have my charger with me today. I'm just getting in. I'm not sure I understand the purpose of this motion, because this committee, the governance committee, on which I think there sits at least two LSB members, and in most cases, if not in all cases, two PNB directors from each station. So that's four of the people who will be doing the voting. In this committee, we discussed Article 17 at great length, and we went through this whole process of people talking about the bylaws, the proposed amendments that they favored, and so on and so forth. Each chair of the board was notified. The public was notified via New Pacifica, which is one of the Pacifica listservs, I believe, to Pacifica Radio Waves, probably to Fulcrums. I know that I also sent it to the WBAI public listserv. So there were many opportunities for people who are not even in governance to understand specifically both the process and the reference to the existing bylaws with regard to any proposed changes, the mechanism that was going to be used, the dates that were applicable, and what LSBs needed to do and by when. Those dates are still on Pacifica.org, since the LSBs have until, I think it's September 15th, well, the delegate assemblies, it's the same bunch of people, different name, have until September 15th to vote on the single proposed amendments that the PNB approved, one of 12. So beyond that, I'm not quite sure what a motion could be expected to do.
George, may I respond to Serene's question?
Is there anybody else who hasn't spoken and wants to, or who hasn't spoken twice and wants to?
Tony
and Benito.
So Benito and Tony, okay. Yeah, Benito.
Well, no.
I recognize your size, so I put you on first.
So you tell me to go ahead, George?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, I'm glad to hear what Serene just said. I didn't know all of this, and that may help to explain how I think that helped a lot to get the word out. I frankly don't know to what extent people at PFW are hooked up to any of those listservs, and that's all the reason why we should be. But I'm just going to go even beyond this motion for the moment in order to bring home the point, that another member made a minute ago. I think it was Mel. I'm not sure. And what he said, if I understood properly, speaks to what I had said earlier, that the bottom line is that all the amendments are being proposed and endorsed and gotten through by PMB members. So regardless of how clear the issue is not how clear the bylaws may or may not be. Nor, frankly, is it, I mean, I think in part, it's how much information, you know, people understand. That certainly is part of it. But the bottom line is, to what extent are people empowered to make these decisions? And how user-friendly is the process so that everyday members of Pacifica and the five LSBs are empowered to actually get whatever proposed amendments they want done and through the process? And if there's any question as to how legit that issue is, then we should do a check going back, let's say, the last 5 years, and see how many amendments that have gotten passed were originated by everyday members. How many of those amendments were originated by LSBs or individual LSB members? How many of them were approved by three LSBs or whatever the requirement is? And if we find that a significant amount of what finally gets the amendments that find or proposed amendments that finally get passed do not include those LSBs and those individual members, then obviously there's something wrong with the process. It is not as democratic, in fact, as it appears on paper. So this ain't about whether somebody did or this committee or that committee did or didn't do what it was supposed to do. Ain't got nothing to do with that. It's that we got to go further in order to democratize the process. That's it.
Tony.
Serene would like to respond to Benito.
I'll put you on the stack after Tony.
Vanessa already. Oh, okay, never mind. Hopefully I'm on the stack somewhere.
Where did you think I had you on the stack?
I asked to be on the stack, and then you asked if somebody had not already spoken.
Oh, that's right. You were actually right after Serene.
Okay.
So
it doesn't matter.
Is it okay with you to speak after Tony?
Not a problem.
Okay, and then Serene.
Okay. Yes, I'll be brief. I mean, like I said, even when she reread the motion, the word understanding got back in there. So
it did get back in there. That's true. That is true. I can admit that.
Please, Vanessa. You have a chance to understand.
Please, Vanessa, please. We can't have meetings where people do crosstalk like that. It's Tony's got the floor. And if you want
my apology. My apology.
Yes.
Chair.
Yeah, Tony.
The language was brought back up again, so it's confusing whether understanding that the LSB must understand it, must be instructed on it, and that it must cite. I agree. I think it was Mel who proposed that we should actually amend the bylaw itself to really clarify it. I think if you pass this, you're just adding more confusion and another layer of confusion to the process. So now LSB have to understand the get instructions for what the bylaws are, as well as it has to be specifically cited. So if it's not there, they can challenge the entire bylaw process because our LSB simply didn't understand it. We didn't get the proper instructions. I think you're adding another layer of archaic language that will make it even more confusing. So I would support what I think was Mail. The solution is the next time the bylaws come up, we just amend the bylaws to clarify the process. That's the solution. This only makes it even more complicated and confusing. Thank you.
Adriana for the stack.
I think I have Vanessa and then Serene. Adriana, I'm going to put myself on after Adriana.
Okay, so to respond to Tony, I agree. I can't admit when I'm wrong that the word understand did creep back into it. so the purpose of inserting the word understand was to help them understand, not to that they would understand, and if they didn't, therefore the process is foul. So the word understand, that phrase that contains understand, can be stricken. And you don't have to worry about that. So it would just be for the next time the process occurs, for the appropriate, whether it's the PMB secretary or whomever, the coordinating committee, to advise LSBs of the proper process by reference to the bylaws. And strike the word understand and call it a day. Oh, and also, I'm sorry, Serene asked a question earlier about what's the purpose. Serene was not present for our earlier discussion. And the point of all of this is that something went wrong at PSW with this whole bylaws process. We put a lot of time and energy into this. And at the end of the day, we found out at the last minute that there was a part two, that our chair was not clear about it, and she didn't learn about it until 2 hours before the deadline, 10 p.m., and the deadline was midnight, and there was no way we could then comply. Clearly, we were invested in the process. We held special meetings, and, you know, people invested their own individual time, and so there was a desire to be part of this process, which, you know, then at the last minute, we're like, oh, my God, there's a second part. So I would love to see. I didn't get a communication, so I don't know if those communications just went to the chairs, you know, where the communications went to. It's, again, wonderful that the bylaws is clear about the process. But if you don't know to refer to the bylaws, then you wind up misunderstanding instructions. The PFW LSB's understanding of the process, to my knowledge, came from the communications that were received from the PNB, whomever was responsible from the PNB, about the process, and that's how we proceeded. And so that's the purpose, is to try to prevent something like this from happening again, where a station unwittingly is, you know, denied the opportunity to participate in one of the most important democratic processes of an organization, the bylaws. It's the structure of the organization. It's how it works. It's a big deal. So that's the purpose of it, is to try to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else, and I'm trying to find wording that will do that. Had we just simply known to refer to the bylaws, then we could have referred to the bylaws. So that's the purpose.
Okay, Serene, and then Adriana. We only got a few minutes here.
Okay, so I'm having difficulty expressing myself. I'm sorry. I don't understand what happened. I think part of the problem is that, and I find it particularly hard to understand, I guess, because I remember being on one of these committee calls, a governance committee call, in May, where we discussed at length the process, where I reiterated the dates in question, and where I also indicated that I wasn't quite sure why we were doing this whole straw poll thing to find out how people on the committee felt about proposed bylaw changes, because it really wasn't relevant to the process. It might have been an interesting exercise, but I think it also served to confuse some people about what was happening. DC's LSB actually met and I think proposed some bylaw changes before the PNB had even voted on it, before even the notice date actually kicked in. The only reason that an LSB/delegates assembly would need to meet on proposed bylaws is if, in fact, they were going to approve a set of proposals and then get another LSB to second them, because there are three ways. And every announcement, and I'm sure I'm going to make the time somehow to go back and listen to our earlier meetings, because I feel sure that this conversation was had among many of the same parties who are engaging tonight. And I hear Benito's concern about the fact that most of the proposed bylaws, I don't think you have to go digging back 5 years. I have no recollection, and, you know, I'm willing to be corrected, of course, but I do not remember any bylaw proposals that came either from the membership, because I think I talked to some of you guys on a call about the process would be much more complicated if listeners were involved, because it's X percent of the membership that would have to submit it, and they would have to sign petitions and so on and so forth. That's one way. Or it's two LSBs, two or three. I think it's two LSBs or six directors. And obviously the easiest connection possible, in part because it includes the fewest number of people and because it includes the people who are most directly involved in the governance process, would be the six directors. And that, and I mentioned also that that's traditionally how the changes have come forth in Pacifica, to my knowledge. So the changes that folks are suggesting they want to see in the bylaws, and remember, bylaws are not supposed to be easy to change, because you don't want a totally different set of rules, you know, turning over every year. The one bylaw amendment that did, proposed amendment that did pass the PNB was that instead of only one bylaw proposal period per year, we would now have two. So that if, in fact, three of the five stations now approve that proposal, we will have a second shot, if you will, to do it this year. If not, next year they will have two, and people should come with specific language that they want to propose. The governance committee is a good place to work on it, but your LSB can also do it, and then, you know, send it to another LSB and hope that they endorse it, or identify three people on each LSB to work on it, whatever you want to do. I just don't understand, and I say this with sincere respect, because I know many of the people at PFW who are involved, you know, on the LSB level. I don't understand what wasn't understood, and unless someone said, this is not clear, and the first of the emails that I sent out to the public on this, and it went to listservs in, was April 21st, so I don't understand this thing about 2 hours before, but it was sent to the WLSB public, it was sent to New Pacifica, it was sent to Radio Waves, it was sent to a Houston listserv that a lot of folks are on, it was sent to an LA listserv that a lot of folks were on, and it was also sent to each LSB chair or in New York, where we actually have a delegates assembly.
I've only tried line one, or line two so far.
We sent it to that person. So we can pass motions if folks want to pass motions, but the responsibility for reviewing the process and checking with others to see if you're and others would be in this case a perfect place, the governance committee, to see if your understanding reflects, you know, the broader understanding or reality, is an individual responsibility. And I say that with no disrespect. I understand that time is limited, that everybody has a million projects, and some of us are lucky enough to have families. And, you know, and there's a lot going on in the world besides Pacifica. But I don't see the point of a motion that says, a motion doesn't change what people do. You're talking about behavior. Okay, thanks.
Okay. We're actually past time.
Yeah.
Certain. Adriana wanted to be on the stack. I had a comment.
And I wanted to say good night.
Good night, Mal.
Good night.
Vanessa, as the maker of the motion, if I might make a comment, that would be wonderful.
We need to extend time if we're going to do anything significant. What I'd like to do is to just close the stack with Adriana. I'll take myself off it, and then we'll go to a vote, if that's all right.
Well,
If someone would like to extend time, please do so now. Just say
five minutes.
Okay.
I don't want to bring this up again. I really don't. I do not want to bring this thing up again.
The motion's been made to extend time for 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that?
Tony objects.
Okay, so I'm going to need to take a roll on that. It requires 2/3. Lona Elias, Chuck Anderson, Mal Bernstein's no longer here. Adriana Castaneve, a yes is to extend time for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have any. Yeah, 5 minutes. I agree.
Okay. Maria Elena Castellanos, Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman.
No.
William Heerlagen. William? I can't hear you.
What are we voting on? I got cut off. I just came back on.
Whether to extend time for 5 minutes. We're out of time on the meeting.
No.
Okay. Kim Kalfin, Jim Krafka, Pat Logan.
No.
Andrea Pritchett. Andrea, you there? Can't hear you. I'm going to abstain. Lawrence Reyes is not here. Doreen?
I'm sorry, what was the name you just called? Andrea who?
Pritchett.
Oh, okay.
Serene, how do you vote on this?
Yeah, I'm torn. I'm going to abstain. I don't think we should extend. I think we spent way too much time on this already. We're missing the point.
Manager?
But I just got on the call, so I won't say no.
Manager?
No.
John Wenger's not here, and nor is Margie Wilkinson. Okay, so the vote is 3-4 with 2 abstentions. The motion fails to extend time. We need to go to a vote on the motion itself. Vanessa, are you in a place where you can actually read it, or shall we have Benito read it, or how should
Benito, please read it. Just don't put the word understand in it, please.
I never had it.
Okay, thank you. I think when I restated it, I put it in, so my apology. Go ahead.
Move that during the next amendment process, the LSBs be given process information, including reference to the relevant bylaw sections.
Okay. We're just going to go to a vote on that. Again, let's see. Adriana, I'll just call the people I know are here. Adriana Casanova?
No.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Was that a yes or a no, Vanessa?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes Roman?
No.
William Heerlagen?
No.
Pat Logan?
No.
Tony Norman?
No.
I'm going to pass. Andrea, are you here?
Sorry, did you just call me?
Yeah, Andrea Pritchett, yes.
Oh, no. This is Serena. I'm sorry.
I'm on two.
Okay, I'm going to pass. Serene?
Serene votes no.
Manager?
No.
No? I'm going to abstain. The vote is 2 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention, so the motion fails. We are now adjourned. Thanks for a committed conversation, folks.
William? Thank you. Good night.
Good.
Thank you.
William,
good night.
Here.